Once again, I think I say it every Trinity Sunday, but I'll say it again. What to do on a Sunday like this, which focuses upon one of the doctrines of the church, the doctrine of the Trinity, the most misunderstandable doctrine that there is. Three in one, one in three. All equal, yet all separate. There's the Athanasian Creed, which is supposed to be read on Trinity Sunday, or confessed by the church on Trinity Sunday. It is contained in those blue hymnals that are in front of you this morning. I don't know what page, I forget what page, but we never do it, because it is very, very, very lengthy, and it is pretty much non-understandable to the non-professional theologian. With talks of, we had a little bit of it in the collect this morning, with talks of unities and essences and undividedness and all of that kind of good stuff. What does one do on Trinity Sunday? Well, Trinity is a focus upon the three persons of the Godhead. And that number three stuck in my head all week. Three, Trinity. What comes in threes in the scriptures? Well, then it dawned on me. It's not necessarily a Trinity, but it is something that we hear almost every Sunday, the exception being the Order of Matins, which does not use it. It is called the Aaronic, not ironic, the Aaronic, as in Aaron, Moses' brother, the Aaronic benediction. You know it very well. You hear it all the time. You're going to hear it again at the close of this service this morning. So I thought it may do us well on this Trinity Sunday to pause over the words of this benediction, something that we, I think, seldom do. The words are contained and first spoken, first given, if you will, recorded in the book of Numbers, Chapter 6, and I would like to read you the section where it occurs. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them." The very first thing we should note here is that the benediction is more than just a wish. God says to Moses, tells Moses, that it is through the words of this very benediction that his name will be placed upon his people. And that meant an awful lot to those Old Testament people. And it really needs to mean an awful lot to us. To invoke someone's name was to invoke that one's presence. To invoke someone's name was to invoke upon oneself everything that that person stood for. "Thus they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel," God says. When the pastor stands up at the end of a service and says these words, he's not wishing you something. He is, with these words, placing you into the very presence of God himself, which in the Old Testament was the greatest good that man could possibly have, was to be in the presence of God. We need to establish that fact first. These are not mere words of a wish. I hope. These are words of actuality. We hear them so much, they're like water off a duck's back anymore. We hear the pastor say, "The Lord bless you," and we know the service is ending and we're getting to that last hymn. What is it? Getting near time to go home. We need to stop this morning and listen. The words of the benediction are composed of three lines, of course, and each line has two parts. The first part of each line, as is rather obvious to you, I'm sure, is some action of God. The Lord bless you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord smile upon you. Actions of God directed toward the recipient. When these words are spoken, whoever is speaking them is saying to you, "The Lord bless you." I hope the Lord blesses you, but the Lord does bless you. And then each one of these actions of God is attended by a result of that action. And that's where I really want us to look today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Three results of the actions of God toward the recipient. The Lord bless you by keeping you. What in all the world does that mean? Keep me. Well, we all know what it means to keep. Right? To place it close by. To make sure it stays there. Whatever it is. The words of this benediction are asking that the Lord keep the recipients. Still doesn't make a whole lot of sense until we get to that second line. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. There it is. There it is. The words of this benediction are placing upon the recipients the very grace and forgiveness and love of God. And the words of this benediction are assuring the hearers that God Himself will bless the recipient, will bless you, by keeping you in His grace. Wonderful news. That means that God, through His Holy Spirit, is watching over each one of us, guarding and protecting us, keeping us away from false doctrines, from false theologies, from false gospels. And standing us firm in faith in the truth of the gospel of His grace rooted in Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you by keeping you. Where? The Lord make His face shine on you. He has nothing better than that. And be gracious to you. This is, of course, the work of the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about the past couple of weeks. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This is the result of being kept in His grace. The peace of God which passes all human understanding, the peace of God which Jesus imparted to His disciples that resurrection night, that peace not as the world gives it, but that peace which is a proper right standing with God. A peace which allows you and me to know we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ and thereby are allowed to go into the very throne room of God and approach Him with our requests. And we don't have to fear any wrath from Him. That means we can live day to day knowing that whatever happens to me, good, bad, or indifferent, is not a show of God's wrath to me. Because I am at peace with Him through Jesus Christ. There's a lot going on here, the words of this benediction. The very blessing of God is being enacted. You are being placed into His presence. That's what this, His face shining on you and lifting up His countenance on you is all about. The Hebrew has no word for presence, you see. If they wanted to say someone was in someone's presence, they would say he was literally before the person's face. With these words, you're being placed into the very presence of God Himself, where there is nothing but grace and there is nothing but peace in Jesus Christ. Maybe, just maybe, as a result of this Trinity Sunday, we will pay just a little bit more attention to these words. They will signal to us more than just the end of the service. But we will realize what's happening. And we will rejoice in the precious grace of our God. Amen.